from the halls of unspeakable terror and torment like you've never experienced.
It was half Crypt Keeper and half Joker.
Did that hurt your throat?
A little bit.
Hey, it's Are You Afraid of Podzilla After Dark? PZ85 After Dark. It is our October-themed Thursday shows that we have been doing since the beginning of Podzilla 1985. Every Thursday this month, it is horror-themed, it is scary, it is terrifying. You will be so disgusted, you will never listen again. Our guarantee. We lose listeners every year.
This is going to be very spooky.
Very spooky. Spooky. My name is... I can't think of a scary name to go with Shannon. Remember, like The Simpsons.
You're gonna try and pull a Matt Hellbrooks.
Yeah, or, but yeah. With a Shannon tongue,
huh?
But the tongue's forked, and it goes.
Do that again.
Down at the end of the table, Jesse Kimball.
Oh, you didn't even try for mine, eh?
No, because I'm not. I'm just gonna mess it up.
Fair enough.
Jezebel, Jeffy, Kim, fuck.
None of those are scary.
I don't know. Jezebels are pretty scary.
Yeah.
How you doing, Jesse?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm good. Murderous Mandy Kennedy.
Oh.
Hers is easy.
That's pretty accurate.
You win some alliteration.
Sometimes.
M's are easy. Lunatic Lindsay Wolfgong.
I mean, you're not going to go with the obvious, like, Lindsay Werewolfgong?
Have we done that joke
already?
We've
had that joke before.
Have
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I just had, like, serious deja vu.
Yeah, and then Terrifying Tanner Thursday. That's your name now.
Oh, good.
Tanner joining us tonight for the Thursday show. So, yeah, we are starting the month of October off with our usual, with our tradition of giving you 31 movies to watch this October. Now, you've already missed out on 4 days, so you're going to have to catch up a little bit.
Have to have a couple double feature days.
Yeah, but you know what? You love movies. You love films. You need to watch them anyway. Before we get to our new picks, I am going to read off the list from the last 2 years. What, 2 years back? Because we don't have last year's list. Full disclosure, tonight's episode may have some repeats from last year because we forgot to write them down. And then Lindsay was going to go back and listen to it today, but her internet didn't work.
Apparently incompetent.
I tried to cover for you.
Whatever.
Tried to cover for you.
Also, we'll go ahead and repost the last 2 years whenever I make the graphic for this year.
Yes. So in case you're new to the Podzilla experience and you want to know what we told you to listen to before, you can go back and listen to those two or watch those two. They're great movies. So let's do the thing. I don't remember which one was which. Which one was the first year? I think this was 2016, right?
This was 16. And then it was 15.
Okay, so starting back in 2015, here's what we got so far. This is the road so far. And this is in no particular order, and I won't tell you who picked what because I don't remember. Friday the 13th, part 6, Jason Lives. That was Tanner. I already know who that was. 1408, that was Jesse.
Nope.
Was that Dalton?
Maybe. Because that episode, me, Tanner, Asa, and Dalton.
That's because that was during the time period where I was not sleeping, so I missed it. See No Evil, that was Dalton, probably. Anyway, The Grudge, fantastic
that
movie.
Was me.
VHS, Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon, good film. My Bloody Valentine 3D, don't know who picked that. Me. Of course. Grave Encounters, My Bloody Valentine.
Me.
Both of them?
No. Well, I mean, there's a difference. There's two different movies.
Red State.
Yeah, both of them did get mentioned.
Wrong Turn 2, but not the first one for some reason. Strangers, The Purge, ugh. Unfriended, that's a good one. The Babadook, good one. Nightmare on Elm Street, New Nightmare. The Conjuring, The Blair Witch Project, Misery, The Amityville Horror, The Shining, Halloween, Pumpkinhead, Alien, Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, Saw, Nine Dead, Cabin in the Woods, Paranormal Activity, Last House on the Left, and The Evil Dead.
Just want to point out that all three of the ones Shannon said, that's a good one, that were me.
Great minds think alike, Jesse Kimball. Okay, 2016's picks, Return to Oz, Lindsay.
Uh-huh.
Creepshow, me. Darkness Falls.
I've seen that.
So it was...
I've seen Paranormal Activity as well. That's two on this list.
Darkness Falls is amazing.
I love Darkness Falls.
It didn't scare me.
Which, Darkness Falls?
Yeah.
It scared my ex-girlfriend, Vina, because she was just fucking terrified.
And I was, like,
movies.
Younger, too. And it,
so was she. Wait. Yeah. Wait. I was also younger.
Okay. I don't think that's true.
At one time, I was younger than I am now. It's true.
Would Chris Hansen want to get involved in that relationship?
He wanted me to sit down. I don't know why. Ouija. I don't like that. Halloween Town, Lindsay.
No.
Dalton?
Uh-huh.
The Gate.
Puss I don't think Dalton was on last year, was he? Or that year.
Two years ago.
I know 3 years ago he was, but.
Sleepy Hollow, I Spit on Your Grave, The Descent, Halloween Tree, Lindsay.
That's me.
The Thing, The Blair Witch Project. Or I'm sorry, it just says The Blair Witch.
That's the new one.
Okay. Yeah. Ghostbusters 2016, Trick or Treat, Tales from the Crypt, Demon Knight, The Craft, Sweeney Todd, Ginger Snaps, It Follows, The Voices, Cabin in the Woods, Dawn of the Dead. Mandy, you tell me which ones of these you've seen. Friday the 13th. Fuck. Seriously? It's not many. Bone Tomahawk, which you really need to watch. Idle Hands. Hocus Pocus.
I've seen that one. Lots of times.
Ernest Scared Stupid.
Nope.
Thank you.
I didn't like any of those movies.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It's fine. You still owe me $5.
Damn. 28 Days Later. Zombieland and Tusk.
I've seen Zombieland. Fuck. No, I didn't put it on there. We're good.
Yeah, because we had already mentioned that one. That was a conversation.
I've seen like 5 of those movies. Look at me go.
That's pretty good.
Well,
for Mandy,
seen...
that's a high ratio.
No, I don't think I saw the new Ghostbusters. Well, I guess it was a new. You mentioned the 2016 one. That was a new one, right?
Yeah, 2016 was a new one. You didn't watch the new one?
No.
Sad. Hunter's proud of you. All right, so we got 31 new movies to scare the pants off of you. Just don't be near a school zone when you watch them. Let's start with. Let's start with me. That way, it goes around last to them, and then they have more time to think about
there
it.
There you go.
That's I have good a plan. List in front of me.
Let's start with Lindsay.
So do I. It's all pretty. Too.
Let's start with Mandy.
We never start with Shannon. Let's start with Shannon.
Yeah.
Oh fuck! I don't have anything. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Shit.
Motherfucker.
No, I'm kidding. I'm gonna start with a newer film that came out this year, and was actually and probably is on Tanner's list. So I hope Tanner has more than 6, which I'm sure you do. I have 7. I could do more, but I think I'll be safe with these 7. It came out this year. It's called Hereditary.
I've heard of that.
Jesse, do you have that on your list?
Nope.
Okay, cool. So Hereditary, I offered Lindsay to go watch it with us. She refused.
Justin was like, oh, yeah. No.
No, not the girl with the creepy bird. Forget it.
That movie was fucking intense.
And I'm glad I didn't go.
Still need to see it.
You really do. Like, I think it falls apart towards the end when they try to explain things. Bob liked it more towards the end. But the whole first 30 minutes to an hour is incredible. And I had heard about the tragic surprise in the beginning. And I was like, how bad could it be? And then it happened. And you're like, holy shit. It grabs you and it does not let you go. I seriously had tears in my eyes during it. Allie was fucking crying because of course she was. Bob, I'm pretty sure it teared up too, for the record.
Damn.
But yeah, it's a wonderful film. And not only is it really scary, I need to look up Toni Collette, I think, was the lead actress of the film. She is so good as the Is She Insane mother that she made that film. It's by the same people that did The Witch, which is also an incredible film.
It's a great movie.
A24 Pictures. It was really, really good. If you haven't, and it's out on DVD and Blu-ray now, and I think VHS. Watch Hereditary. You will not regret it. It's a great Halloween film.
Speaking of A24 Pictures, I'm pretty sure this is not going to be on anyone's list, but I want to know if you've seen it. Slice? It's got Chance the Rapper and Zazzy
Pizza
Beats.
Thing?
Yeah.
I saw it on, I was looking through movies because I was wanting to see when Tales from the Hood 2 comes out.
Mm.
And it was there and I watched the trailer and I was like, that looks awesome. Yeah. I want
to
see that.
I watched the trailer today and I was like, holy shit, I need to see this movie.
Yes.
And I wanted to see if anybody had seen it.
Did you find it a little odd that Chance the Rapper gets like top billing and he's only in like 2 seconds of the commercial or the trailer?
I did find a little odd. I did. I'm wondering if he's there's a werewolf in this film, folks.
Yep. Werewolf and pizza.
Werewolf, pizza, and ghosts.
Yeah.
Like pizza.
Like, seriously.
This movie sounds awesome.
It really
that
does.
That just touched me in all the right places.
And Chance the Rapper.
Yeah. Ever since SNL, I'll follow that man into hell and back. He can do no wrong.
I don't know about his music career, but his acting
I've
career.
Never heard a song by him.
I have also not.
Dalton has confirmed he's great, and Dalton has good taste in music. He likes Childish Gambino, so...
I like him.
We all like Childish Gambino.
Well, all right. And I like him. It's fine. Big T. Tanner Calvert.
I'm going to start off.
Terrifying with Tanner Calvert.
We're good?
Are you afraid of Tanner Calvert?
Goddamn better be. I'm going to start off with Old Faithful. Friday the 13th, Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan.
That's the one where he punches a guy's head off.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
I know that one very well.
That was just a fun movie.
What did you think of the remake?
The one from 2009? Is that one?
Yeah.
I liked it. I did. It brought aspects of several of the different, you know, all the other movies into it. Like, you see little hints from all nine movies just in that one. So it was kind of fun.
And it had the best sex scene in any Friday the 13th movie.
Oh, my God. It's so awkward.
Bob literally, like, sent me that clip. He didn't tell me anything about the movie. He was just like, you have to see the sex scene because I'm pretty sure they hired this girl just for the sex scene. And I watched it, and I was like, yes.
They legitimately did hire her just for the sex scene.
Yeah.
It Takes Manhattan. That's the one where Jason punches the dude's head off, right?
Motherfucker. I'm out of here. I'll see you guys later.
Coming back.
Is he doing a bit right now? I can't tell.
All right. So, is it my turn?
What the fuck?
Yeah, go ahead.
Please let your first pick be Jason Takes Manhattan, and then mention that it's the one where a guy punches a guy's head off. Oh, we didn't do Motherfucker of the Week this week.
I don't get it.
Oh, we didn't.
You don't get it. I just said what he said.
We literally just
is
had
no one paying attention? God damn. It was like 2 seconds ago.
I know.
Oh, God.
It was too perfect.
I didn't get the punching.
Mandy's Motherfucker of the Week. That's all I'm saying.
Mandy's paying so little attention that she heard it when I said it.
But I don't know what it came from. Is that still?
There's a scene where a boxer.
Does that happen?
It does.
Okay.
A boxer is deciding to fight Jason on top of a building, and he just goes crazy. Just goes ham on the mask. Breaks his knuckles. And he just puts his hands down and goes, okay, your turn. Jason takes one punch, literally knocks his head off into a dumpster.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes.
And yeah. So Shannon, head goes flying to Shannon alluded to that scene by mentioning specifically. And then a few seconds later, I was like, hey.
Ain't that the one?
Ain't that one where? Jesse, what's your first film?
I'm just going to go ahead and throw out like the super mega one from last year with It.
That was definitely on last year's list.
We took it off of last year's because it was still in theaters during last year's
show. Did we disqualify that one?
Yes.
Did we?
Okay.
Yeah. Any movie that's still in theaters is DQ'd. Yeah.
Wait, any movie that's still in theaters is DQ'd?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, I was about to say, what? Yeah, because no, that the It remake was just incredible.
So, okay, so we're already DQing Halloween. Even though it's not out yet.
The Nun.
The Nun. Well, I'd fucking dispute The Nun anyway. Fucking stupid bullshit.
Do you not like it?
I never watch it. I don't have to watch things to get an opinion.
Oh, fair enough.
Oh, okay.
I just base it
I'm
on.
I'm just listing out horror movies.
Yeah, but I do want to see it's The out Nun now, still.
Yes. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
You want to see The Nun?
I do.
I watched. So I did until Bob sent me a thing that was just called Why The Nun Is What's Wrong With Horror Films Today. And they went over everything in the movie. And I was like, oh, I don't want to watch the movie
I
anymore.
Like The Conjuring movies.
Well, the guy said the Conjuring movies are great. This movie is hot garbage.
Damn.
This is a steaming pile of garbage.
Yeah, because I keep wanting to see it while it's cheap, but I want to see it in theaters. But like now at this point, like they're no longer doing early warning shows, which is a real bummer. So I was planning on seeing it like this Saturday.
The Conjuring movies I'm done with. I can't.
What's wrong with Conjuring movies?
Me too.
Oh, you've never watched one.
I'm real selective on like my horror films. Like we've talked about this before. I prefer slasher films.
See, and I don't like slasher films.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I definitely liked slasher films when I was a kid, and they were kind of like my intro into the horror scene. And then
you got more breath for your buck back in the slasher films.
That's
yeah.
right. What 13-year-old boy did not like that?
Murder people and see some boobs.
That's right. So, yeah, no, and then I kind of moved into a bunch of the other like horror. Like the paranormal stuff is my favorite horror
movies. I mean, or monsters.
I do
see,
like
there's a severe lack of movie monsters these days.
Like
Monsters,
Inc.?
That's true.
No, man.
So there's select films in each one.
That better not be on your fucking list. How to Train Your Dragon better not be on your fucking list. I don't care if it is a dragon.
What if it was?
Oh, fucking scream.
My motherfucker week next week,
you
too?
Motherfucker the millennium.
I'm about going for that now.
You're going for the
that
grand
sounds like
prize.
A great goal to make.
I'm literally going to make
it.
I'm going to have a 3D
statue. It is my turn.
I'm going to have a 3D statue printed out of someone fucking someone's mother, and I'm going to award it to you.
God damn.
Damn, he went hard.
Anyway, so what did you say? What was your movie again? It.
It.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Yeah, it was just, like, it hit every single checkbox of just, like, a great horror film.
It was one of those that freaked me out, but I could not stop watching. It's still there.
I know, but you're just, you since you two are on the same thing, uh-huh. and you're a little lower than she is. You know?
Okay.
So we're all good. Yeah, it was good. Does part two come out this year?
No.
Next year.
Oh, I thought it was this year.
They're still announcing cast members for it.
I thought that was a little odd. Yeah. All right. Good choice. Mandy.
How to Train Your Dragon 2?
Two?
I'm just
they made a sequel.
They did. And there's a third one coming up.
And a cartoon.
I'm going with The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Has that not been mentioned?
I'm pretty sure it was on last year's.
There's no way that wasn't on the first two years.
Well, you guys didn't say it, so.
We threw the disclaimer out that if there were repeats, okay, but why?
Because it's fun and happy and not terrifying, but it has Halloween in it. So
I mean, it freaked me out when I was little.
Yeah, there were parts that actually scared me. That part where he pulls the head out of the box.
Uh-huh. What did Santa bring you?
Legitimately creepy.
I'm with Jesse on Oogie Boogie.
Oogie Boogie, yeah.
When he comes apart, yeah.
The bugs.
Yeah, no, when it's the bugs.
But now it's happy.
Like, I could not listen to It's Halloween in the car when it was dark out.
Halloween.
Like, it would just freak me out.
On that note, I have the Nightmare Revisited
album.
And it's been on repeat since Monday.
As do we.
And it's also one of my favorite Kingdom Hearts levels.
Sit down, Dalton.
And Dalton perked up.
Don't give air fives over that.
Too bad. Get over it. I'm a motherfucker weak. I do what I want.
That's not the award gives you. That's not what that
you definition. Didn't make rules for it? Lindsay, what do you have?
Don't host the show. Don't you host the
I
show?
I have a feeling I'm going to be cheating with TV series this year.
We no. Can do TV? No.
Yeah, you can do TV. Just,
I know, but
I figured we would
I'm
do that
saying.
For another day.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Channel Zero.
Yay!
What was the first one? It was Crystal?
Candle Cove.
Candle Cove, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Candle Cove, the puppets are so disturbing.
They are. Legitimately horrifying.
Legitimately.
Puppets.
So wait, are we doing, like, is that an episode or is that an entire
season?
It's
a series.
It's an anthology. It's American Horror Story, but better.
So we're going to recommend somebody watches a season of television?
Six episodes.
Just Channel Zero.
Six episodes, Jesse. We've already said that TV shows are in, because remember I did Tales from the Crypt.
When?
I'm pretty sure. Last year, Mandy!
Well,
we did not do Tales from the Crypt last year.
I mean, Halloween tree's on there, and that was a TV special.
TV special. Okay, it's fine. It's fine.
It
it's
is fine. A
Channel
mini
Zero.
Series.
Got it.
Channel Zero. Just put channel. Write down Channel Zero.
So it's Criminal Minds.
Okay. Are you against people watching binge watching a series?
Not at all. I just thought we were going to do that as a different show. This like because we did that last year as well. We did TV shows.
Yeah, but
yeah,
we're really
last
running out
year.
Of, we're really running out of things mm-hmm. to talk about though. We got to end this this fucking Podzilla thing before next year. Or they got to start making better horror movies.
Seriously.
It's one or the other.
Basically, next year is going to be like,
it's
all right,
be
these
like
are the horror movies this year worth
space.
Watching.
Yeah.
All right. In fairness, I liked that movie.
Really?
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
That sounds like.
Whenever I was a kid, I loved it.
Oh. I have a feeling I'm going to steal one from Jesse here.
Go for it.
Birdemic.
I've seen that.
Shock and Terror.
You definitely did not steal one from
me.
That's not on my list. That's a joke.
Shock
I've
and
seen
Terror.
It, though.
No, neither of those. That's a joke.
Okay,
this is Birdemic. No, my actual pick, and this one might actually be stolen from you. The Ritual.
The Ritual was on my list.
Okay,
yeah.
But you're okay, right?
Yeah, I'm
you've
fine.
Got more. Okay,
I have 13 on my list. So
all right,
we're good.
Ooh,
the Ritual.
Spooky.
That's right.
This caramel latte. Apple spice was spiked or something.
Is that got you fucked up? You put some lean in it?
She's got too much caffeine in her.
You got some lean?
Yeah, too much caffeine for that little body.
You bragging on a Halloween snickerdick again?
Oh, snickerdick.
It's from something.
So The Ritual is a fantastic Netflix original, which you can find now on Netflix. And it's about a group of people that go in the woods on a hike because I think their friend, if I remember correctly, their friend died. And they're going to go like spread his ashes or something. So, or they're going to a place that they've gone before.
Well, no, their friend wanted to go hiking.
Yes.
To this beautiful area, et cetera.
But we can't say too much about it because it would ruin part
right.
of it.
Everybody wanted to dismiss the plan. Then at the very beginning of the movie, friend dies. So they go out to spread his ashes where he wanted to go hiking.
Or something to that extent. But the point of the movie is that they run across what appears to be a cult. It's really a good tense thriller that you kind of half wonder, is this going to be paranormal or isn't it? And then at the end, I won't spoil it, but it very much tells you whether it is or not, if that helps, in a big way. And the first time I saw it, I went, ooh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a monstrosity. Well, that spoils it, doesn't it?
It does a
little. That pretty much is. Well, it could be a woman, because women are monsters. Like, if they get a hold of your wallet and you can't, you don't have a protection on your credit card, you are in trouble because they will go to wish.com and buy everything on there.
I feel like he's talking from experience.
Hey, at least that website's cheap.
Exactly, yeah. So for $100, imagine what they could get.
But yeah, no, so that movie is fantastic, and I highly recommend hitting up Netflix and checking it out.
Have you not seen it yet, Tanner? The Ritual? Oh, you really
need it. It's on the list now for tomorrow. Thank you.
Yes, it should be. Very, very good. Tanner.
I'm going to go with Halloween 4. Halloween 4. It has never been mentioned. It's the first one with Jamie, little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would later go on to star in
Halloween
a
remakes.
Lot of things.
Right. And got naked in it.
Yeah, she did. What was the movie she did with...
Trading Places?
Yes, with...
Eddie Murphy?
No. Oh. Catherine Heigl.
No, I mean, you're both wrong. Her name wasn't Catherine.
No, her name was...
Jamie Lee Curtis was
no,
in...
No, not Jamie Lee Curtis. Little girl Jamie.
Oh.
Okay, Halloween 4.
Never mind.
Let's all pause for a second.
Okay, no, I was very confused.
Her name is Danielle...
Danielle Harris.
Harris. And not Katherine Heigl.
No, what I was saying, what he was talking about in a movie with, and I said Katherine Heigl. She's in a Disney movie with Katherine Heigl where they trade places. They're sisters.
Oh, I know what movie you're talking about.
I knew Lindsay would get it.
Freaky Friday?
No.
No, that's the mom daughter. And daughter.
No, this is it's an older sister
also
and a younger
also
sister.
Also Jamie Lee Curtis. The remake, anyway. Yeah.
Well, the first remake, because
yeah,
they remade it again.
They're remaking it again for a Disney
Channel.
It's
already
original.
Been remade. It's out really? On the DVD.
I mean, it's been remade like four times.
That's true. It's that good of a story.
But anyway, yeah, Halloween 4
The Little Dicky version, my favorite. Go ahead.
Halloween 4 is my favorite out of the original Halloween series.
It's Little Dicky, so Dalton's Little yeah. Dicky just huh? perked
Wish
up.
Wish Upon a Star?
That was the name of the Disney movie. So, just the I don't know. Just it's more entertaining for me. I don't know if it just
is it because it came back to it came back to Michael Myers instead of the original plan of being an anthology film with Season of the Witch.
That may very well be the case. Dun, 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 yeah. But you see where they try to tie Halloween 3 into Halloween like the rest of them.
No.
Like apparently the mask that Michael wears was made by the company from 3.
Silver Luck or something yeah. like that, yeah. Mandy, what is the mask from Halloween a mask of for bonus points? Michael Myers' mask, what is it a mask of?
A person?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone in particular.
All right, Lindsay, chance to steal.
I have no clue.
Jesse, chance to steal.
Pass. Is it a mass murderer?
No.
Well, maybe. We don't know his personal
mass
life.
Murderer.
Tanner, you want to let him in on it?
It's one William Shatner.
William Shatner.
Okay.
Captain Kirk. It's a prototype mask or something for him
yeah,
from Star Trek.
Yeah, they took a prototype mask of Captain Kirk and spray painted it white and dyed the hair blonde and gave it to
Killer.
Yeah.
Killer.
Here I you feel go,
like
Killer.
At some point, like I knew that bit of trivia, but it's just
yeah,
because
I'm pretty sure
that.
I've said it
you
like
see
a
where
couple
the new
weeks
mask,
ago.
You see where the new mask actually, like they put it up side by side. It looks like Mariah Carey.
What?
Oh, you don't say that out loud. We're going to get sued by Mariah Carey.
No, I legit thought, oh, that's just stupid. Oh, my God.
I don't want to think about that.
Yeah.
Jesse, please go.
All right, my next one, I'm going to do Lights Out. It was based
You never seen Lights Out?
No.
It's based
really?
On the short?
Yeah, it was based on the short that went to, was it Cannes Film Festival?
I don't remember.
Sundance?
I don't remember. It won an
it
award.
Won an award.
Wait,
at,
weren't you here when we watched it, Lindsay?
Now that you said it's a short film, it was clicking. Was it
well,
the kid sitting in bed and keeps hearing noises?
That describes so many movies.
But, and your parents having sex.
No, Lights Out was the one where, like, if the light was out, like, it was the really creepy one, the short film anyway.
Where the
where,
woman,
like,
she,
the woman
she keeps
would,
hitting the light switch.
Yeah, she'd turn off the light. She sees something in the distance.
Right.
She's like, that's kind of weird. She flips the light back on. It's gone. Flips the light off, something
it's like
creepy.
A person standing.
I do remember this.
And yeah, then she does it like two more times, and it's in her face.
Right. We watched it for Halloween like 2 years ago.
Yeah. I do remember and the full film version is also really creepy and really good. I really enjoy that movie.
I like the short better, though, surprisingly.
I mean, I do too.
Because they get right to the point of the monster. You don't
right.
have to worry about the plot. All right, Mandy, make it good.
My mom's got a date with a vampire.
To be fair, that was a really entertaining movie.
These are Dalton's favorite films.
I remember when they first did that Disney Channel original, there was some kind of weird mix-up on
Was this the porn
Dish
one or
TV. No, it was rated R on like from Dish, and we had parental shit in because I was 13 at the time, Jake was 12, and we wanted to watch this Disney Channel original movie, mom and dad went out on date night and we're like, please, why can't we want to watch this movie. They'd been like, because back then the Disney Channel original movies, they would hype them up for an entire month. And we were so excited to watch it and then couldn't because it had an R rating. I'm like, God damn it.
And you're like, there's no way this is rated R.
Right, this is not possible.
Mandy, tell us about the movie.
Well, this kid, kids, is there two kids or one kid?
It's two.
It's two, right?
Brother and sister.
Yeah. Their mom finally scores a date, but then they can't see his reflection or he looks creepy. It's been a while, but I know I like it. And it's hard to come up for Halloween. But so they think he's a vampire, so they like follow them to the restaurant to like spy on them and stuff. And it's a good movie.
Bonus points if you can say who the mom was, like who the actress was.
Oh, fuck. I was too little to know that.
Caroline Ray.
Yeah.
I know because I'm looking at the IMDb page.
Ah, oh, you're cheating. Fuck.
Laura Vandervoot was the girl. Mm-hmm. She played Supergirl in...
Oh, that's right. She did.
Yeah, in Smallville.
Yeah.
She was attractive.
And she's made a couple of guest appearances on the new Supergirl show.
Oh, in other news, you remember Maitland Ward from Boy Meets World?
Yeah.
She finally put out her hardcore film today.
Oh.
So good. You can go on. If you've ever wanted to see her perform oral sex on a man, there you go. So,
Times got hard.
I got that notification. Well, that wasn't the only thing that got hard. Not here, though, because of these meds.
Stop it.
No high five. Lindsay,
Lindsay's turn.
All right.
Oh, man. All right, Lindsay.
I'm going to stick with my TV theme, even though it makes everybody mad.
No, just Jesse. It's fine.
Will you quit moving my mic towards me? You're making me feel bad.
That's a good volume.
Okay. Well, since Splat Network is up, go watch Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Hey, that's what the show's named after.
Whoa. That's back on right now?
The first two seasons are on Splat on Verve.
I've got to go make an unrelated trip home.
You got to go make a splat?
Yeah.
They're cheesy as all get out, but Somebody needs to.
They have that legitimately has one of my favorite wraparounds, the Midnight Society.
Mm-hmm.
Is a legit cool story where people go and tell each other ghost stories. Mm-hmm. The episodes that Lindsay's had me watch, because I never watched it when I was younger. I had heard about it, but I didn't get to watch it. But they throw in, like, I didn't know there was actual drama between them. Like, two of them are fighting and one's got a crush on the other. And I thought, like, well, this is stupid. I don't care about them. Just tell your story.
I remember as a kid not caring about them at all.
Yeah.
I just think that name's fucking
dope. I like
dope.
The fan theory that all the kids are actually dead and they're gathering around telling stories in purgatory.
Hopefully that's that'll be in the movie version.
That would be awesome if they did that.
My next pick, and I can't believe we never talked about this one, and I don't think we said it last year, is Candyman.
We didn't.
We haven't said it at all.
Dalton just laughed when I said Candyman. He clearly doesn't know what Candyman's about.
My wife very clearly does not.
Oh, fuck.
My wife literally brought that movie up earlier, and I was like, no, we've obviously mentioned that. And then you sent me the list, I'm thinking,
how we not mention Candyman?
Fuck, have we not talked about Candyman?
Yeah, you talk about a classic horror film.
It's iconic, man.
So it's basically about, there's this college student who hears about this ghost called Candyman that kills people.
Based on an urban legend?
It's based on Bloody Mary. Okay. Yeah, you say Candyman five times in the mirror and he appears and kills you. But what's great about it is it's like a modern day, almost like a modern day gothic horror film, but replace decaying castles with Chicago hood. Like ruined buildings, you know, poor people. And the best part of the film, obviously, I love Virginia Madsen. She plays the main character. But the star of the film is, of course, Tony Todd as Candyman, who was a slave he was during the slave period and fell in love with a plantation owner's daughter. And they had a kid and then they cut his hand off and covered him in honey and let bees murder him.
Oh, my.
So now there's scenes in the movie where like he opens his mouth and bees come out. And we're not talking about CG either.
No,
legitimate bees. Fucking bees coming out of his mouth.
Crawling out of his mouth and up his cheek.
Yeah.
Yep.
Candyman is amazing. It's one of my favorite horror films of all time. It's very, very cool. Tanner.
I'm going to go with one I don't think we've actually talked about. And there's enough that I can, you know, there's enough of now I could just throw a number on it. But Scream.
Scream. I'm surprised we haven't talked about that one.
I'm also surprised that hasn't been on there.
The first one's a classic.
The first one is a classic.
And see, two was okay. Three, I didn't care for.
I've seen one.
Four was fucking awesome.
It was when they got to the point where Jan Silent Bob showed up in it that I went, what?
That had to be three.
I think it was three. It was either two or three.
Did you ever watch the Scream TV series?
I heard it was good.
I heard it was good.
The first season was really good. I haven't watched any of the other stuff. But I actually really enjoyed the first season.
The show started, so it was. I did watch the first episode. And I'm thinking, well, Bella Thorne's in this, so it's not going to be great. And then she dies immediately. I'm like, okay.
What part of Bella Thorne's in this made you think this will be great?
I don't like anything she's
looking
in
at her ass.
Other than, never mind. Wait a minute. Keep going. All right, next. Moving on.
Wait, I want to make sure I'm not. Come here. Come here. Jesse, while you mention yours, I want to.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and throw out a classic because I saw this pop up on Netflix recently, and I was like, oh, that's going to be one of my October movies for sure. And because I was really surprised, we had not mentioned it before, Hellraiser.
Really?
I am almost positive, but I don't have the proof.
I think it was honorable mention, but I don't like the Hellraiser series.
How do you not like Hellraiser?
Yeah, I was about to say, how do you of all people not like Hellraiser?
I tried.
Sexual deviancy. Pinhead.
Yeah, Tanner. Shit.
Demons. Gore.
And in fairness, like, as the series progressed, it got worse, in my opinion.
Don't watch the rest of them.
The first Hellraiser movie, though.
The first Hellraiser is fantastic.
I mean, and it's still, like, I mean, there was tons of practical effects, so it still holds up pretty well. Minus one scene in particular towards the end that's extremely goofy and went on way too
long.
Which
one? Remind me. Or is it spoiling?
It's not really spoiling, just Monster and Box.
Pandora's Box or whatever?
Yeah.
Or like, actual Box. Been a while since I watched all the movie.
Here's the thing.
This is what's happening in the movie.
Gotcha.
He's
making a motion.
I'm making a motion on the screen. Pretend that's the box.
Denied.
Dismissed. But either way.
What's wrong with Hellraiser, Tanner?
So I was really young when I watched it for the first time. And I was really selective. Like, I only watched Friday the 13th.
Clearly getting off to a good start.
It was. So it may be one of those cases where I need to go back and rewatch it. Cause like
you do.
When I watched Evil Dead the first time, didn't like it.
I still don't like the original Evil Dead. I'm going to be honest
with you. I like
Evil
Dead.
The first Evil Dead was bad.
Yeah, I like
the
Evil Dead
series.
It was
really bad. I mean, it's fun to watch, but it's fun to watch knowing it's awful.
Great. The remix was great, and part two was good, and Army of Darkness was good, and the show was good.
Show was great.
I still need to finish it.
What channel was that on? Showtime?
Stars.
I thought it was Showtime.
Stars. Okay.
It's on Netflix now.
It is. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. Because they canceled the show.
They did, in fact.
Fuckers. Hellraiser, not only the first Hellraiser's good, second one's okay. And then surprisingly, I really liked, I don't remember which one it was, but there was one, it was like Hellraiser 6, about a cop who is trying to solve this murder, and it turns out that he is actually the bad guy in the end. It was actually really, really good. Surprisingly, I really liked that movie. It had Craig Sheffer in it. That's all I remember.
That sounds really familiar.
Honestly, because I absolutely hated 3.
Yeah.
I gave up on the series entirely at that point.
You're not wrong. And at this point, it's a joke. Because now they're literally just making them so they can keep the license.
That sounds
true story.
Right. Because the first movie is really good. And Pinhead is he is almost as iconic as Freddy or Jason
he's one of the most iconic horror movie villains of all time. Yeah.
And he doesn't even like.
You've seen Pinhead.
Pinhead. If somebody shows you a picture.
Nails in his head.
Yeah, maybe. Like all in order.
Yeah,
I just think of Kingpin from Daredevil.
And he's honestly not even like the creepiest of the, what are they, the Cenobites?
Yeah.
He's not even honestly the creepiest one.
He just became the popular one.
Yeah, he was the one on the poster, and he's the one that talks the most.
Right. But, or at all. No, I think a couple of them do have
Yeah, two other ones.
Remember
definitely
the fat one?
That just kind of licks his lips
he's
all
like
the time.
He's like a worm. Oh, that's disgusting. There's chattering teeth. Yeah, you've seen him before.
Everybody's seen Pinhead.
Sure.
You are a fucking fucker. Mandy, what's your next one? Never heard of it. Sorry.
Edward Scissorhands?
I guess. I prefer...
Fine. Halloween Town 2.
I'm already writing it down. It's Edward Scissorhands.
I prefer Edward Penis Hands. Legitimate film.
Well,
did that
I
have
don't.
April Jones in it?
Well, it's April O'Neil.
Shh.
And no, this was way before... I'm pretty sure at this point it would have been child porn if she had done it. So I'm going to say no on that one. Edward Scissorhands is a great movie, and it ticks off the boxes. You have the Frankenstein monster with Johnny Depp mentality
at the end of it.
Yeah, and Vincent Price is in it. That automatically gets a pass. It's directed by Tim Burton. Back before he was a shit. He was a shit.
Ding.
So you win.
Yeah,
this round.
I do.
Let's wait to the next one, Lindsay.
Coraline.
Coraline's also very, very creepy. Also, isn't that Tim Burton as well?
Yes.
No.
No, it's not. No. But it's
it is
everybody thought it was.
Yes.
It is the director from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, it's the Russian guy, right? He also did 9, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know why
so.
That movie gets a pass for me? Like, it's okay. I didn't love it, but I like it.
It's creepy.
Do you know why it gets a pass?
Why?
Because of who wrote the story.
Uh-huh.
Neil Gaiman.
Who's that?
He also did American Gods.
American Gods.
Oh. Stardust.
Yeah, he's done a lot of, like, he does a lot of really good, just kind of like creepy atmosphere stuff.
Whole lot of great Batman.
I think Mandy, we need to do a new show. And it's just our favorite movies.
No, stop. We don't need another Jordan or Dalton.
Jesus Christ.
What did you just say?
He called you. We don't need another Jordan or Dalton. I'm trying to help you here.
What he's trying to say is we don't need another person for me to constantly ridicule.
At least I'm on the fucking show.
He's trying to protect you, Mandy, from me. Oh, God. The tension. The tension is so thick right now.
I can hold my own against Shane. Fucking look at him. I got him.
I think it's just whoever sits across from her. Because when her and Lindsay sit across from each other, they just catfight constantly.
I'm just an ass today.
That one hurt.
God damn. Lindsay, go, please.
I did. Oh. No one wants to let me talk.
Go ahead.
No, please. It's fine. I'm sorry. It's just man, if you're done being a bitch down there, maybe we can keep going. Go ahead,
For Lindsay's sake, I will.
Go ahead, Lindsay.
We done?
Yeah.
Promise?
Tell us about nine.
Nine wasn't my choice. I know. Yet.
Trailer for nine.
Go. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, first off, it's stop motion, which that on its own just gets a natural creepy factor to it. And I just kind of like the other world with the other mother and all the creepy button eyes. And it just progressively deteriorates as it goes through.
I also really like the Simpsons Halloween special where they parried it. That was really, really cool. And really well done, too.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I really liked
Coraline. There's a lot of really good, like, analysis of Coraline on YouTube. That's highly entertaining.
Shit, I'm not on the internet. I also think, wasn't Terry Hatcher the mother?
Yes, she was the other mother.
That
and
also,
the regular mother.
That also gets a pass, because Terry Hatcher.
Yeah.
Lois Lane.
Yes.
Almost said Wonder Woman. All right.
Okay. Very different people.
My next one, we said we need 6 plus 1, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got 7, so I'm gonna. I
mean, right now we're at you were about to give out the 16th film on the list.
I'm gonna skip the next one that I have written and go over it to The Void, which.
Did you have me watch that?
Yeah, you and Allie watched it together. It's a really good throwback to the 80s horror film, where basically about a cop and a bunch of random people stuck in a hospital with something. And it kind of possesses people, and there's a lot of great practical effects. It is incredibly gory. It really reminds you of The Thing in the way they do the effects. Like, just like rubber suits and buckets of blood and intestines. And
it must have been gory because I don't remember it.
It also
gets, and I tend to block that stuff out.
Eventually it goes into this huge thing about life and death and immortality. It's just a fantastic old school horror film. Highly recommended, especially if you love gore and practical effects. So, The Void. You can catch it on Netflix.
Before I go to my next one, there was a movie me and you watched a year or two ago. It I cannot think of the name of it for nothing. It was, I think it ended up being a werewolf movie.
Twilight?
Yeah, because we're baby carrots over here watching Twilight.
Anyway, there was a small little logging town.
Are you talking about Dark Was the Night?
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great movie. Did we ever mention that?
No, I don't think we did.
Okay, well, I'm not adding that.
We'll save it for next year when we replace Mandy with a cymbal banging monkey, who will be less intrusive.
God damn!
It can't color as good as I can though.
Young Frankenstein.
You might as well have said Care Bears.
Rolling to head.
Excuse you?
I mean, it's a good movie, but come on, we're trying.
Excuse you?
It's spoofing horror movies.
That's true. All right, tell us about Young Frankenstein.
I don't have to. We've talked about it ad nauseum on here.
Mel Blanc.
Wow.
Oh, see if anybody was going to catch it, and they did immediately.
Except for Mandy,
who is, I love her last game she put out, Elder Scrolls Oblivious.
God damn.
I'm not even going to respond.
You can't.
Keep going.
You can't do it.
Mel Jesse, Brooks, that's all I got to say.
Mel Brooks, what's your next one, Jesse?
You say Gibson?
Jesus Christ.
Gibson.
I'm going to take one that's probably on Shannon's list with Gerald's Game.
No, I didn't put it on. I almost did. Almost
I know
did.
We discussed that one last year.
I watched that one. That was...
Because I don't think it was out by then.
No, yeah. it was the second episode because it's in the summary.
But it wasn't on any list. Yeah, because it came out after we had done the video.
That makes sense.
Yeah, she's right.
Well, to save people time to go back and listen to that episode, it's a fantastic film. Basically, this couple goes out to the woods, try and fix their marriage a little bit by having some more adventurous...
adventurous for him, sex. Terrifying for her.
Yeah. Right. Big steak. Gonna try to do some real, like, hardcore stuff.
Let's role play.
So it starts with her getting handcuffed to the bed, and then they get in an argument. He has a heart attack and dies.
On top of her.
On top of her. And she is now stuck, handcuffed to a bed.
With no dead guy on her.
Yeah, no one knows.
She does get the dead guy off of her.
But she got no sex.
She got no sex.
She's, damn. Because she didn't want, like, she got pretty upset with how things were going.
Yeah.
You find out why later in the film. And that's what caused the fight and then the heart attack.
Let's just throw, I'm going to throw out two terms to get you to watch the movie. The Moonlight Man.
Woo!
And degloving.
Oh. Man.
You know what degloving is?
I'm not talking to you.
So I just
Mandy,
started,
do you,
I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
I started writing Gerald's Game and you were talking about degloving. I wrote Gerald's Glove.
That's the sequel coming next year.
Yeah, no, for those
that's
of you.
That's where they took the skin from her hand and made a glove out of it.
Stop.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know what degloving is, Google it. I don't want to talk about
no,
it.
No, don't Google it. I'm going to advise you against it.
There's a subreddit about it.
Oh,
my God. Mandy,
I need you to pick a happy film now, please.
Halloween Town 2.
Fuck. God damn.
I like the first one.
Ding, ding.
Catfight.
Well, I only have so many movies. I know. So we're going down.
You could put Full Metal on there. I mean, there's monsters. Technically.
Okay. Don't give her that permission.
The episode.
I mean, that second movie
bad.
Was pretty awful.
Scary awful. So Halloween Town 2, what?
He's asking.
Tell me about
not
Halloween Town
at
2.
At him, at Lindsay, tell me movies are awful.
I'm sorry.
Oh, what's gosh.
Wasn't it like Return to Halloween Town? That was the title.
Yeah, I don't know. The bitch goes back to Halloween Town and does some shit and fights somebody.
I really want the synopsis for that, like on the preview, to just say, bitch goes back to Halloween Town.
Look, this was a stretch for me tonight, so, and I remember they were Halloween movies I watched and liked, because I don't watch the scary ones.
That's fine. That's exactly what this is for. I'm just having
fun
with
you. This is Halloween movies.
Yeah, this isn't going to be scary. Look at some of Lindsay's picks that were on there.
The first year we did this, we messed up and did strictly, like, gory.
Yeah, scary films. Friendly. Well, except for Dalton's movie.
Yeah.
Because Pussbot over there couldn't.
Oh! Yes.
I want number 31.
It was his birthday yesterday. Come on.
But my birthday is Monday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Happy birthday.
Don't do that after you call me the motherfucker of the week.
And so for your birthday, I got you off on Monday.
No, that doesn't
Ow! Oh, sorry.
No, she doesn't have to work on Monday.
Oh, you said for your birthday, I got you. Lindsay, what's your next pick?
Well, they got to make it dirty. Dirty
sex.
After I made the moment happy.
Vampire Hunter D?
Vampire Hunter D.
The original or Bloodlust?
Original.
Bloodlust.
Because I don't remember Bloodlust except that I know that it's prettier.
It's much prettier. Vampire Hunter D was the original Castlevania anime, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really good. It had the hand
that
talked.
That's what freaked me out. The whatever was in his hand.
That was the first nudity I'd ever seen in an anime, was Vampire Hunter D.
Same.
I've heard of it, but I never watched it.
It's really good. It's old, though. Yeah. He, like, reaches at her at one point to grab her crucifix. And, of course, when you grab a crucifix and rip it off, you're going to rip her blouse down and her boob falls out. And I remember as a younger going, like, huh. So that's why people like Japanese cartoons.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But no, Vampire Hunter D is really good. Bloodlust is really good, too. Those are solid choices. And maybe the first anime we've ever had on the list.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't remember from last year, so, you know.
My next pick is Clown.
It?
No, just called Clown.
Bless you.
Have you never seen Clown? Has no one seen Clown?
I've seen the cover. I've never watched the movie.
It's a really cool movie about a guy that finds this clown outfit. I think he's a real estate agent, and he finds this clown outfit in a trunk that's, like, locked up, so of course he opens it, and he puts it on for his kid's birthday party. But this clown suit is, like, cursed.
Yeah.
And he slowly turns into a... He can't take it off. And he slowly turns into a clown over time. And I'm not talking like a happy clown, like a demon clown.
So like the Santa Claus.
Version of the Haunted Mask.
I was literally just about to say it.
And when I say like adult, you mean it's definitely adult. We're talking about kids being murdered, eating kids' fingers off their hands, like this, puking up cotton candy and shit, rainbows.
Does he look like a terrifying clown?
Yes,
though?
He does. Yes.
Because I didn't know if like, oh, a happy looking clown will hire you, and then he murders everyone at the birthday party.
No, no, no. He eventually looks like a straight up demon. And it's done by Eli Roth. So if you're an Eli Roth fan, you're like, yeah. It's a fantastic movie, Clown. I highly advise it. Tanner.
Young Frankenstein wasn't scary, but it was more adult-oriented anyway. So I'm going to go more kid-friendly. I'm going to go Little Monsters.
Is that the one with Howie Mandel?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And,
one of the
Savage Brothers. Both of them are there.
Ben and Fred.
Yeah. Ben is the little brother, and Fred is the star of the movie.
I do remember that movie. It's a really good movie. I think I liked that as a kid.
It's on Netflix, I think.
I think it is. Yeah. See, Halloween's not really for kids stuff for me. I like the adult stuff.
I mean, it had adult jokes in there.
I would direct everyone, if you're an adult and you like adult things, you go to horrorporn.com. Actually, I don't know if that's the website. There's a thing called horror porn that is like horror movies, but with straight up sex in them. I've never watched it myself, but... I hear they're quality films.
You got something in your eye there?
Huh?
You got something in your eye?
I blinked because I, like, yeah, I had something in my eye. Oh, okay. Yeah. So Little Vampires.
Yeah.
No. Little Monsters. So you don't even know what movie you picked.
Little Vampires is a different movie.
Got distracted by the horror porn.
Yeah.
Take that ROR off, put an E and a W in there, and you can still do it.
Can you imagine my shock when I found out that was Howie Mandel playing the monster in Little Monsters?
That was back when Howie Mandel did everything.
Yes,
he did. Was on Little Bobby.
Bobby's World.
Fucking Christ. Little Bobby. Jesse, just go to the next one.
Sure. I'm going to use one. I'm going to think that none of you have ever heard of this movie.
Try me.
Bloodfest.
Bloodfest. Are you talking about the old movie?
Nope. Came out this year.
Bloodfest. Yeah, I don't think I know that one.
It's because it was produced by Rooster Teeth. It's actually
I do know that movie because they go to the because there's this the fat Mexican guy in it kid
oh yeah the, well
and I don't mean to be racist that's just the best way I describe
him because he's the kid that he's in Spider-Man Homecoming
yes oh yeah. Well that makes me feel bad because he's actually really funny I apologize to that kid if he's listening but no I did see the preview for that and because I always got it mixed up with Hellfest.
Which is a movie that hit theaters this year, because Bloodfest didn't hit theaters. It was just a movie that was produced and released by Rooster Teeth.
Yeah, because I remember the Rooster Teeth thing. Yeah.
And it's actually really solid. Basically, the premise is a guy builds a theme park. I think it's been going around for a few years. Like, this isn't the first year that it's been up. The entire theme park is based on, like, horror movies, with different sections of the park for different styles of movie. They have like thousands of people there and the movie starts out with, everybody in a crowd getting ready for this big festival they're having basically for Halloween. First thing he does, literally murders someone on stage and then lets a bunch of people loose in the crowd with chainsaws.
Oh my God.
That sounds a lot like Hellfest. Just like seriously up until the kill someone on stage and let's leave people loose with chainsaws. That's the exact same plot.
I think you shared this in the group chat one time and tagged me and Shannon in it.
I might have. Because it was a really good movie.
I got a real bad memory.
And yeah, no, like basically the horror that spreads when people realize the chainsaws are real and people are actually getting cut to bits. And basically he just tells everybody, scares are real this year, folks. Try and survive.
It's actually pretty close to the premise of the Town Falls movie they made.
Probably with a better budget, though.
Oh, yeah, way better budget.
Because
yeah.
The Town Falls movie sounds like it was made on a shoestring.
Yeah, but at the same time, Town Falls also took like 10 years to make.
So did Duke Nukem Forever. Doesn't mean it's better. Mandalay.
So, can we do just a TV episode?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with Boy Meets World then. And then there was Sean.
And then like there was
Sean. That's the name of the episode. Yeah. When they were in college.
No,
it was
high
still in high school, wasn't it?
Well,
they were
still
in high school. They were definitely still in high school.
Eric and him would have been in college already. Yeah, because,
that's
what it was. Sean's brother was there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But that's the episode that had Jennifer Love Hewitt in it.
Oh, I approve.
Yeah. But yeah, they get like trapped in the class button. In the school in the dark and it's like thundering and the power goes out and there's like a Grim Reaper looking guy.
Didn't somebody had to take a pencil to the forehead?
Yeah, I think it was Eric. Or no, the janitor?
No, it was one of the just a random kid that showed up to the school. Oh. He died with a pencil in his head, yeah. like against the wall, and he slides down as he dies. Yeah. And as Eric walks over and goes, he was this tall.
Yeah. It's like so good.
When someone dies in it?
Oh, yeah. It's all a dream, though.
Yeah.
Damn it. I hate those.
No, it was a. It probably. It was.
It scared me as a kid, for sure. It's my favorite episode of Boy Meets World. It's my second favorite.
What's your first favorite?
The one where Eric stalks Topanga everywhere, and he's like hiding in the couch. Okay. He's
that's
like,
just Topanga. Funny.
It's fucking and like that, look at the classic, face right now. The classic painting of like the farmer with his pitchfork, and then the like the wife with the bonnet.
It's technically
and
his daughter.
Shit. Yeah. Okay.
I'm pretty sure if he American stalks, Gothic is like the name of the it's cute. Then now he'd have to go before the Senate.
And that's my favorite episode.
It's really funny.
That's a really funny episode. God, I forgot about that one.
Lindsay.
Interview with a Vampire.
Yeah, that's a good one. Not only is it a good movie, but it also has some of my favorite, like, legitimate creepy scenes. It's that whole, especially when they're in New Orleans.
Yes.
The part where the statue, where he first becomes a vampire,
uh-huh.
and he looks at the statue, and the statue opens its eyes and looks at him. Legitimately creeped me out.
You want to know the creepiest part of that movie?
Kirsten Dunst?
Yeah, when Brad Pitt makes out with a 13-year-old.
He didn't know that.
Huh?
That didn't
that
happen.
Wasn't...
What movie was...
I think you read a fanfic.
No. Because I've seen several interviews where she talks about she's kissed him.
She kissed him, but they didn't fucking... You're making it sound like they're fucking tonguing his asshole and shit.
God damn. That's a far cry from making out.
Well, how do you make out?
Oh.
Don't assume.
Because so, she had to drink his blood to become the vampire.
I see. I've never watched the movie. All I seen was the interview of her talking about this.
I'm like, conclusions.
I don't like
that
Brad
gets
Pitt.
You in trouble.
That sounds like when I wanted to go see Jackass and Lindsay's co-worker said, don't go see it. There's like gay sex in it.
Whoa. There was that's nowhere near the
no
same.
Gay sex in
I
that.
I remember that conversation.
No, I'm just saying that you heard.
Oh.
It's the rumors.
I mean,
it's a good movie.
This
Tanner.
Came out of Kristen Dunst's mouth.
Well, apparently, a lot of things were coming out of Kristen Dunst's mouth in that movie, according to that person. No, God statutory. Damn. All right. Well, my movie is less perverted, apparently, than that. But it's a good movie, Lindsay.
Uh-huh.
They also made a sequel. You may
which
not,
which I haven't watched.
You've never seen Queen of the Damned?
No.
It's okay.
They I did not realize
because I didn't realize
was
it was
to,
a sequel. You
is
just
it really?
Told me that recently.
Yeah, because it's about Lestat. He becomes a rock star.
Okay, so I've seen Queen of the Damned.
Have you really?
Yes, I have. Now I need to go back and watch the interview with him.
Soundtrack done by Chester Bennington, which is really cool. And, Deftones. Pretty sure Deftones. So,
oh, Deftones.
I love Deftones. All right, my last film, because I didn't... I'm gonna mention this one, because this is the one I had on the list, but I assume someone else... Did anybody have Oculus?
Yeah, I did.
Good. Then I'm skipping it.
No, I wasn't going to use it, but I have it on my list. Go
honorable mention then. Because right. I have one I'd rather talk about instead. The Lost Boys.
That's good.
Because
again, how have we not talked about that?
Exactly.
Seriously.
There are some classics that for some reason just weren't on the list. The Lost Boys is one of my favorite horror films. It's not really scary.
I love the chorus.
But
I wonder if... Oh, that's your phone, not mine. Mine's right here playing sports. What?
Do I hear talking?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
Dalton, was that your phone? No. Well, but yeah, it's not super scary, but just for the performance of Kiefer Sutherland mm-hmm. as David, he's so good in that movie. Edward Herrmann is in it. The Coreys, of course. Jason Patrick. It's a really, really good film. It's a classic. It's got a great soundtrack. Lost Boys is one of the better. I made Allie watch it just recently, too, exactly. Which is great because she falls asleep during everything.
I'm 90% certain we talked about that last year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Like my other film is Oculus. Oculus is a fantastic movie about a mirror that maybe killed this girl's family. So her and her brother buy the mirror, and then they stay up to catch paranormal activity on it so they can destroy it so that they know they're not crazy. Go watch Oculus. Scratch off Lost Boys and put down Oculus.
But we gave the
scratch
Boys.
It off and put right, Oculus
fine.
On there.
Fine.
Fucking Lost Boys. And don't watch the sequels. Mm. They're terrible.
Yeah, Oculus has one of my favorite scenes, though, like in horror movies. Yeah, that one. She bites into an apple. The mirror makes them see things.
Yeah, the mirror fucks with your head.
Yeah. So she bites into an apple and then, like, looks down and she's actually bitten into a light bulb.
Ew.
Yeah. And she's got blood coming out of her mouth. And ew. Yeah, that movie was really good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Really like that
and
movie.
And it's Karen Gillan. Yep.
From Doctor Who.
From Doctor Who and also Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nemesis. Oh, she's Nebula. Nebula. Yeah, yep. yeah. I almost said Nemesis. Yeah, yeah, I don't know why I said that. But yeah, Oculus is really, really cool. And it was a WWE film, which is crazy.
That actually, whenever you told me that, floored me.
Yeah, that they would make a decent film.
Right. Decent horror film in particular.
Tanner, last one.
I'm stuck between two. I'm trying to figure out which one I want.
Which one has Bella Thorne? Because I know it is because you talked to me about it a second ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to pick between it or Alien Covenant.
Pick the other one. Covenant was good, but I would not classify it as a horror film.
No.
All right, Babysitter.
Babysitter was so much fun. I love that movie.
Such a fucking great movie.
Jesse, have you seen Babysitter?
Yes, it was actually on my list, too.
Mandy, have you seen it?
No.
It's a Netflix exclusive.
Yeah.
You told me about it, but I didn't watch it.
It's not scary. Funny. It's funny, but it's gory.
Yeah.
A little bit of gory.
I don't like gore.
But it's fun gore.
A little bit of gory?
How? How is gore fun?
Well, like, okay, so they're going to kiss the guy, and he's sitting there with his eyes closed to kiss, and then she stabs him with two, like, daggers.
No! That's not fun!
And then, not only that, they take the daggers out and start catching all the blood that pours out of cups.
The best part of that film, so I don't want to spoil anything. Best part of that film, though, is when they tie the kid up, he wakes up, and he goes, "Why is that guy shirtless?" and the guy said, "That's the first question you have."
I will say, as much as I hate Bella Thorne,
she was funny in that movie.
She was fucking funny in that movie.
And she's attractive. She's just
Who's going to want to motorboat these?
She's a trash bird of the extreme. Did you stay for the after the credits? Okay. Yeah, that's all I'll say. Stay for after the credits. Yeah.
No, that movie is fantastic.
It really is. It really is. I almost put Little Evil on there because that was also really good.
I also almost put Little Evil, but it wasn't quite good enough for the list.
Not as good as Babysitter.
Right.
Really surprised by how much I like that movie.
The Babysitter or Little Evil was okay. Yeah. Like, yeah. Mm.
Jesse, what's your last pick?
My last pick, it was actually going to be The Babysitter. so hold on. I have extras. We're fine.
Okay.
I'll do We Are Still Here.
I like that movie too. Yeah, that's a good one.
I feel like you had me watch that one also.
We started to watch it, but I think you went to bed.
Probably. Yeah,
basically, the gist of this one, there's a family haunting a house. And every 30 years, sacrifice needs to be made to the house. And
There's one part of that movie that I didn't like. It was the only part I didn't like. Because it made no sense.
Was it on the road?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That part bugged me. But other than that, it was a solid movie.
Yeah, I can't say any more about the synopsis without spoiling a lot of stuff in it.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's really creepy. Like the effects are really well done.
Yeah, the ghosts look really good.
The ghosts look fantastic. Yeah, and they're in this like small town of like... You know, the typical angry villagers, basically.
Yeah.
Except they're like hicks.
Well, they're not really hicks. I don't remember if they were rednecks.
No, they're not rednecks because it was like a New England town. Yeah,
they're just assholes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We prefer Appalachian American.
Shit. go back to Mountain Monsters. Get out of here, Huckleberry.
And in fairness, rednecks and Appalachian people are very different.
Yeah, a little bit.
But anyway, yeah, no, We Are Still Here is a solid movie. And I love, like, the ghosts in that. They're so cool.
They are. Good special effects can really make a movie.
Yep.
Mandy, last pick.
Do you want one that'll throw you off?
Yes.
Although, I don't know if you heard when talking during pre-show. A Quiet Place?
Oh, did you watch that?
I did.
That's a good pick. I forgot about that movie completely.
That's because they made some dumb choices in that movie.
They made some stupid choices.
They did.
I remember Lindsay in one particular, though, couldn't watch when she steps on the nail.
Because you knew it was coming.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I closed my eyes and then was like, is it over?
My foot hurt just hearing that.
I just love that because it's one of those she can't scream.
And you knew when you saw the nail. I was like, that bitch is going to fucking step on that later. I fucking know it.
Well, it was in where they're supposed to step.
And this bitch, sure enough, skat.
It's also really cool that the guy from The Office is an action hero now.
John Krasinski.
Yeah.
He was so badass in that movie.
So I'm watching something on our Fire Stick, and all of a sudden show the trailer for
Jack Ryan.
I'm like, oh, cool, they're making a Jack Ryan. What the fuck is John Krasinski playing Jack Ryan?
Yeah, he's a badass now. And A Quiet Place.
I can't get past The Office.
Solid movie.
Yeah. I still haven't seen it. I want to.
You haven't seen Quiet Place? Mm-mm.
Mark it now. I've seen one that Jesse hasn't.
What's great about my favorite part of that film is in the beginning with the annoying kid, and I'm like, oh, I wish they'd fucking kill that kid.
Oh, the one that needs the medicine.
The one that keeps making the fucking noise.
Yeah, and he's like, I want the plane.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, I wish that kid would die, and then.
Well,
bye, kid. Lindsay, last one. Well, other than Dalton,
I'm gonna wrap it up with another TV series. All real monsters.
Yeah.
That actually did creep me out when I was a kid. The uh-huh. one that's holding his eyeballs.
Yeah.
Chrome.
I don't like him.
Aw. You don't like Chrome?
No, I don't like. I never watched that show. Ickes was
my favorite, the little bunny monster.
That at least sounds cute.
I like Chrome.
He wants to be fearsome, but he's not.
He's not.
You know, I always got that show mixed up with a show that used to be on I think it was Sci-Fi or something. It was called Monsters. Do you remember that show? I need to look it up because it was so creepy to me. I couldn't even watch the intro. I need to find this because I want to face my fear now. Because for the longest time, I couldn't watch Tales from the Crypt because of the intro. And I finally got over that fear. No, when the fucking Crypt Keeper busts out of his coffin and starts giggling, when I was a kid, that legit scared me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that whole intro was really creepy. Well,
fucking junk.
Before Pissbot. Or Pissbot.
Pissbot. Pissbot. He's a robot story. Now.
Pussbot comes back over here. Before he comes over here and throws off a really cheesy movie that no one's going to like. I do want to mention The Faculty and Get Out.
I had The Great Pumpkin.
I was really surprised that nobody mentioned Get Out.
I'm also surprised no one mentioned
Get
Out. Because
I had that on my list, but I think it was a really popular one that everybody's seen anyway.
I think it's because it wasn't maybe scary or everyone here is racist.
It was scary.
Okay, so we're racist.
Well, I haven't seen it. So
I just didn't.
Then you're super racist.
I just wanted to put out movies that people maybe haven't seen.
Right.
I say that having mentioned it. But
did terrible at the box office. Absolute bomb. All right, Dalton. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say Get Out was immensely popular, and I think everybody's heard of it or seen it.
All right, you get last pick. Here we go.
Friday the 13th, Part 8, Jason takes Manhattan. He punches the dude's head off. No, actually, Pro Wrestlers versus...
You let him do that.
Pro Wrestlers versus Zombies.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's so stupid. I love it.
Is it somewhere I can watch it?
No, I watched it with Andy whenever I was in Dallas last year. That movie's a shit show. It's so good. Zombies, professional wrestlers, but not like Roman Reigns, like Piper before he died. Like old-ass wrestlers. Oh, it was so dumb.
Was Brian Zane in that, or was it a different movie?
No, Brian Zane's not in that one. He did a review on it, but Shane Douglas is. It's the last time, yeah.
Nice.
You said old wrestlers. I'm just picturing Terry Funk out there.
Well, Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Oh, that's worth it alone.
Yeah.
Jesse, write that down. Did you write it down?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So there's your list of 31 for 2018.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. Don't go there.
Don't go where?
Oh my God, that far. Did sound like him, though.
Boss?
So there's the list for October.
Lonnie?
31.
Another boss?
All right. We'll have that up on Podzilla, our Facebook page, tonight or tomorrow, possibly. And, want to thank you guys for listening. And those are your 31 things to check out this October. We'll be back next week with another Are You Afraid of PZ85 After Dark, where we'll talk about spooky things.
Ooh.
And we're getting ready for our big Halloween event this year. We'll tell you more about it later. You guys have a great weekend. Go play WWE 2K19, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and Super Mario Party. All comes out tomorrow. And we love you guys. Later.